begin the Karan Davin Sefer Tzeiv and Daf Pei Tes. We begin on the base. Begin the Tzeiv the Master. Begin with the Gemara. The cotton difference bimaloi. The smaller one is totally breached to the big one. Which explains that you have to also add on that the walls of the small one enter into the big one. Because the Gemara said, this time it says the smaller roof is near the big one, that the big one's permitted, is that there are walls for the bigger one. It's just that the small one is breached to the big one. So this adds on, but additionally, Kagun Chagag cotton, you have to say that the roof of the smaller one, those walls are Nichnas L'Techa Gadol, goes into the big one. Where then, even if when you're standing on the roof of the big one, and you look into the small one, you don't see any entryway. As Kedukim the Perikam, like the Gemara said in the first paragraph of Tesim Beis, the Masnitin, the Chatzah Gitana, Shenefetz L'Gdel, you have to take the Mishnah out that we're discussing over here, when the small quarter is breached to the big one, is B'nechnas and Kaisa Gitana G'dayla. You have to say that the walls of the small one enter into the big one. Why? Shalayhei Nirim Mebuchad V'Shav Mefnim, because then that would qualify as, although it's equal from the inside, you don't see a Pesach, but you could see from the outside, because you have the Gifufi from the outside. That itself makes it like the halacha, what's called Nirim Mebuchad, and that it would be considered as a Pesach, so therefore that it shouldn't be a Pesach. And again, like we're trying to say, that would be forbidden for those on the cotton, is that the walls go into the big one, then you don't see a Pesach because it doesn't have a Gifufi, because those walls start within the big one, which therefore there is no Gifufi over there. Ketunek says the Master begins with the Gemara of Oslof and then a Daka Don. You made in front of it a small Daka, that's 4 Tzvachim, Hutzah B'chol HaGagin, that's permitted in all of the roofs. Now, Tosfos brings different interpretation than that of Rashi regarding what's this daka and the permissibility of the roofs. Because the Gemara brought that by, said that if you build a second story on top of your house, which was you your roof, and now you make it from the bit a daka, which Rashi says is an opening, so now you're allowed to carry throughout all the roofs, which that was supporting what the Gemara previously was saying with Rav Nachman, the Gemara previous discussion, that by you making an opening and no one else, you're revealing your intention that you want to use it, and therefore it's all your rights and they will make it to you. But says to Lafima Shabim Farish Bekazim Abim, based on what Rashi says on Daf Mentesimid Beis and Samach Alpha Menal. The Daka Hi Mechitza, not like he says over here that it's an opening, but rather the word Daka is a type of a partition. So Mefarish Rihacha, so the Ri explains over here the Gemara differently. Now, what does it mean? The Kshabon Aliyah, when the guy builds a second story on top of his house, Va'asa Mechitza, called Son of Gagla, and he makes walls all around his roof, Piskol Letzara Gagla, and there's an opening towards that of the roof. Now, Va'asa Lefneha Pesach, Daka Dal, now in front of his opening, he makes this Mechitza of Dal Tzvachim, Azav Tashmish Kavua. Then it's considered as a permanent utility, and that's why it's going to be permitted for him. Because he made that mechitza, that's what the daka is. A belay daka, without that daka, you're l'shtamashem tashmash kavu, then he would be afraid to do a permanent type of utility. They gagin achem, because all the people that are on the other roofs. So actually, daka is not a pesach, but actually a mechitza. Which says, because of that interpretation is difficult. Because the belay daka, not a because you were not making this daka, this wall by the pesach. The Gemara previously said, the miyash mechitza ru l'diria ala gadol, b'lo ala cotton, that if you have walls that are fit for dwelling on the big one, and not on the small one, that for the cotton, then even the entity of the small roof is permitted for the people of the big roof. So therefore over here, where you made walls all around the roof, so then it would be automatically permitted all the roofs. Why would you need the daka? So rather, Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is actually that it takes out one letter. If someone builds an upper story on top of his house, and he makes in front of it a daka, huchu kol hagagim. It's not... not only he becomes permitted in all the roofs, Huchu Kalagagin is that all the roofs become permitted. Pirish, what does that mean to say? As follows. Im Ibrish Aragagin, if all the other roofs actually made an Erev together, Vizeloi Erev Imam, and this guy did not join the Erev, Eina Oisalem, is not going to make it forbidden on them. Why? Since he made this daka, which again we're explaining means some form of a mechitza, not like Rashi says a Pesach. Silikatsman Mehem, so by making that wall, he's separating himself from them. Therefore, that's why they're going to be permitted, not that he's permitted in their gag. Now, based on this, is places the Torah Lema the Perusha. So, based on the interpretation of the Rabbeinu Chananel, yeah, what you have to say is the Letzad Hagagin that facing the other roofs, who parts b'meluy, must be that he's totally breached to them. Oy aliyah in el b'chazi hagag. Or you have to say that the upper story he's making is only on half of his roof, but the rest of his roof, it's totally breached to the other roofs, because Shem Hoyu Kol Agag Mokav Mechitz, because if his whole roof was surrounded with walls, then Beloy Daka Nam Elohoy Yosin, then even without the Daka, he would not make it forbidden on them. Because even though there's an opening, so it's like two Chatzis had an opening, he's still removed, and he doesn't make it forbidden. Obviously, you have to say that he's totally breached to them. But this concludes, he says, V'loshin Amim Shadaka L'Isser, Tzor L'Yashar, but this is what the Gemara says, that sometimes the Daka could be making something problematic, making something Asr. Kondra Ben Chanal, you have to explain what that means, because Adaka and Isser Loy Isser Below Heter. The daka itself is not making anything forbidden or permitted. And that is because According to the read that the daka is a mechitza, and through the daka you're revealing your intention that you want to utilize the area because you're going to use a tashmish kavua. But when you make it towards the garden, then you're moving yourself. So it's going to make it forbidden. But according to Rabbi Chananel, that the daka is removing yourself, and they made an Arab, and they become permitted through that. So what does it mean that something's going to be for Isser? That meaning when they make it an Arab, it's going to make it forbidden. What do you mean? So then what does that have relevance that the Gemara is saying to the case of when he makes a daka towards the garden, where, again, that's not making for them, because we're talking about for them, any Isser or Heter. Rather, if they make a mechita towards the roofs, they're permitted with that mechita, and if not, they're going to be forbidden, because nefetz v'meluoi, so therefore, according to Melchanal, you have to understand, since the whole halacha is regarding them, what relevancy does it have with him making a daka towards his garden?